Television, the drug of the nation from the Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopracy. And that was a nice lead-in to our next interview with Hans Versluis, who works in Triangle Television. And how are you this morning, Hans?
Good morning, Simon. I'm very good, thank you. Lovely morning.
Yeah, Chris you're talking to here, but I'm glad your morning's going well. So we're in an interesting time for television. TVNZ7, the publicly funded non-commercial channel run by TVNZ, has just been shut down. And recently as well, we had the closure of Stratos TV, which was a nationwide network of kind of community broadcasting. So interesting times for television. So I thought it was a good time to talk to Hans, who's involved with Triangle Television. Now, Triangle is a community television station, isn't it?
Yes, it's a not-for-profit trust that runs a non-commercial frequency for the Auckland region. And I must say, we used to run Stratos TV as well.
And so the premise of it, the structure of it, so you have a trust and you're, I suppose, what's the mandate or the objectives of Triangle?
Well, the usage of the frequency is limited to not-for-profit programs and stations. So there is a limit on the number of advertisements per hour or per day that we can broadcast before we were allowed to use the frequency that was awarded to us about 14 years ago. It doesn't mean that we can't broadcast advertisements, but we can't do, you know, wall-to-wall shopping shows like TVNZ7 is now going to be turned into.
So what kind of programming will people find on Triangle?
Well, our main objective is to sell airtime to local groups or individuals who want to make their own program and want them to be put on air because they can't find a platform for them elsewhere. So all our program providers, as we call them, they make their shows at home and they deliver us a tape and a check for the time that they're using. So it's like public access radio, but for television.
So quite a different model from, say, people proposing a documentary or a program which might be picked up by one of the main channels.
Yes, because they usually then go to the main channels for airtime and then apply to New Zealand On Air for funding of the documentary. It doesn't work like that with us. You can buy your time here, but you have to make your own program and finance it all yourself. So you can sell advertisements in your own program to offset your costs, a maximum of 6 minutes per half hour.
So what kind of demand is there from people to create TV programming?
There is mostly demand from ethnic minorities like Indians or Chinese or Samoans or Tongans. So we have quite a lot of non-English programs like there is on Access Radio. Plus there is a very much unmet demand for faith programs like Baha'is or Muslims or non-Protestant Christians who want their message to be broadcast as well, and they don't find anywhere else to do this except maybe on the internet.
So Stratos, the network which recently closed, that was a very similar kind of service, wasn't it?
Well, it was a national service, but it was a commercial service. Well, it was aimed to be a commercial service with a community input. So the programs that were on Triangle played on Stratos as well, but in a more structured way. Because on Triangle, when you make a program, you choose your time slot. But on Stratos, we sort of structured it more according to genre. And so all the faith programs were grouped together, and all the ethnic programs were sort of following on from each other to create a more streamlined service. But on Triangle, it's a more free-for-all, and you can choose, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, I would like to have my program on, and if there is space, you can.
So, I suppose if you look across the spectrum or the range of options in television, we've seen a great reduction of that. Really, I mean, it's a steady move towards the commercial model being the only model, isn't it?
Yes, plus also a move towards pay television. Like you listed the stations that have closed down or changed, you should include the former TVNZ6, which was funded by a non-commercial model for children, is now Kids Zone on the Sky, behind the Sky paywall, and also Heartland, which is a Television New Zealand archive station is on Sky only as well, so you have to pay for that. It's not just the removal of non-commercial television towards a commercial model with advertising, but also a move towards behind the paywall.
So Triangle's available on Freeview, isn't it?
No, it's still on analog television, analog UHF, but it's free to air. You can get it on your digital television, but you just have to push the analog button and then tune it in if it's not yet tuned in.
So what happens to you when we have the great digital switchover?
Well, we don't know yet either, because in the analog spectrum system, our frequency was reserved for non-commercial television, as I mentioned before. In the digital system, there is no such provision for non-commercial television, so there is no frequency available to us when analog shuts down in December 2013. Which is in 18 months' time. So we don't actually know what is going to happen to us.
Well, that's astounding. I hadn't realized that there was no provision for those frequencies. So
because the current government, or even the previous government, when they set up the digital system, did not adopt the analog model of having commercial frequencies for sale and some reserved frequencies for non-commercial television.
Okay, so the future could be dim for Triangle as well.
It could be very dim, yes, yeah. Unless we find another platform to broadcast from, either in the commercial model, so actually going for a frequency in the Freeview system, or on the internet.
So what does something like Triangle, I suppose, bring to the community? I mean, you've talked about the kinds of programming that's there, but I mean, if we look at, say, TVNZ7, for example, a lot of people commented, well, yeah, it sounded good, but I never watched it. Is community-based television like yours, is that the same thing, that people kind of think it's a nice idea, but they don't actually get behind it enough to watch it to warrant its continuation?
Well, our difference with TVNZ7 is, of course, that we are very much appointment TV. You won't get anyone watching all our shows constantly, because you would need to know 15 languages. So it's much more appointment viewing, that you select from the programming, the programs that are of interest to you. Plus, all the airtime that we don't sell, I have to fill with programming from around the world, which is very much in TVNZ7's model. Like we carry overseas news services from DWTV, from Al Jazeera, from Voice of America, from NHK, from various non-English satellite state channels. So you can watch us often, but not all the time, because it's not always in English.
Right. So the completely lost my question that I had for you there, which was a shame, because it was a damn good one too. So and it's come back to me. So like Access Radio, is there some public funding for Triangle in the same way as there is for Access Radio, which often operates on a similar model?
Access Radio gets funded for its infrastructure and its transmission facilities through New Zealand On Air, as far as I know. We don't get any infrastructural funding from the government. We only get some funding from the New Zealand On Air regional funding pot, which is only for specific programs that we make in-house. We make a half-hour show every night at 7 o'clock, which is mostly interviews, opinion and discussion programs, and some interviews with writers and all that, so cultural programs as well. But that's only, the funding is only for the production of those programs, not for the transmission or for the infrastructure that we run here.
So, I mean, if someone wants to start up a radio station, like Waiheke Radio, basically you've just got to get the gear together and you can go out and get a frequency. But with television, it obviously is a little more to it, and the infrastructural costs are quite significant, aren't they?
Well, it depends on how technically you want it to run, how smoothly you want it to run. We run it completely from a server, so our only live programs are that come off the satellite from abroad live, but everything else is recorded. So there isn't here constant personnel here to make programs or to broadcast programs. We only employ 5 people to run a 24/7 TV station.
So what was the factor in Stratos closing down then?
Because there was no commercial support for it. The advertisement agencies cannot get their head around highbrow programming. They're only interested in who buys soap powder and KFC. They're not really interested in who's watching Al Jazeera or the French news.
So do you think the country's worse off for losing, say, TVNZ7 and Stratos and TVNZ6, the other channels you mentioned?
We've had hundreds and hundreds of emails protesting the closure of Stratos, so I think there is a real need for it, and there was a real unmet demand that we met with our service. I mean, officially, the AC Nielsen ratings, TVNZ7 had 1.6 million per month, we had 1 million.
Which is quite a significant viewership, yeah.
Well, so yes, it's 25% of the population that tunes in for at least, I think it is 15 minutes per month.
So, so in the meantime, in the lead up to what we've got another year till the switchover, and with the lack of commercial, the non-commercial frequencies in the digital spectrum there, what are the plans? You know, what is Triangle doing to try to ensure its longevity?
Well, our task is in for the future is to find a platform that is affordable to us, because our business plan does not stretch to, you know, several hundred thousand dollars a year of transmission charges in a digital spectrum system, if there is a frequency available in Auckland, because as far as we know, as far as we've been told, all the frequencies have sold, so there is simply no space in the spectrum to even if we had the money. So that's our first priority. So any platform that comes up that has some spectrum available, we would be willing to look at.
And do you think that the population is ready to move to an online-only provision for community broadcasting?
Possibly not yet, but who knows what's going to happen in the future. Every week in broadcasting, the technology doesn't stand still, so lots of people are now switching towards watching TV on their phones, on their iPads. So who knows what's going to happen in the future, let alone in 18 months' time.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, Hans, for Triangle.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you
watching.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. So if people if people perhaps are new to Triangle and want to catch a bit, what's the easiest way for them to find you?
To watch or to
To watch, yeah.
Well, our frequency in Auckland is from Waiatarua, if your aerial is pointing that way, is UHF 41 on the analog system.
Okay, so people should just be able to scan through the channels on their TV and they should find it there.
Yeah, most televisions, if you buy a flat screen TV these days, come pre-tuned, so it might be pre-tuned there. If you live on the shore, or people in the northern slopes on Waiheke who actually get their signal from Pine Hill on the North Shore, then it's UHF 42.
Great. Okay. Well, let's hope some people tune in and discover something that they might not have seen on the mainstream channels.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to provide something different, not the same of the other 50 channels that are there.
And what about the... is there a directory of programming that's easily accessible to people?
Online, tritv.co.nz.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, thanks
and
very much.
It's also streaming online at eCast TV.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, well, thanks very much, Hans.
You're welcome.
Okay, and we'll get back to your job.
You have a good day, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cheers.
That was Hans Versluis from Triangle Television. He's actually working there this morning at his job, and he just took a little break there to talk us through what they're all about. And Hans is a resident of Waiheke, so hence the connection.